Hello and welcome back to the My Entertainment World podcast. We're back with another year of Pitch Fest, our Toronto Fringe Festival preview. This is part two. So if you haven't checked out part one, be sure to go check that out and then continue on with this one for another set of great Fringe artists previewing their work from the 38th annual Toronto Fringe Festival, which is going to feature 123 shows at 27 venues across the city running from June 30th to July 12th. Make sure you get all your tickets at fringetoronto.com. Our writers will be on site throughout the festival reviewing as many shows as we can. So make sure you follow at myentworld on Instagram and myentertainmentworld.com. Where you can find our Fringe homepage, which we'll be updating throughout the festival as our reviews go live. In the meantime, listen to these previews from some of the Fringe artists. They're so fun and interesting and a really good way to get a sense of what's available at the festival. Be sure to check out part one, and I'll see you on the other side.
The end is nigh. Aliens have invaded to take over the Earth, and now it's up to Potato Potato to save the day. Using a combination of their hit political sketch comedy and original music, this group of comedians will do their best to convince the Intergalactic Council that humanity is worth saving. After all, humans haven't been that bad to the planet, have they? Winners of the Audience Choice Award at Toronto Sketch Fest and the 2024 Sketch to the Death Champions, Potato Potato is known for groundbreaking comedy and musical sketches that are hard-hitting, raw, political, and just the right amount of silly. Featuring performances from Daniel Begg, Callan Forrester, Lizzie Song, Erica Rogstad, and Ashlyn Cush, with a special appearance by Rami Khan. Catch Potato Potato Saves the World at the Kevin and Roger Garland Cabaret Space at Soulpepper Theatre.
Funny, thoughtful, and painfully familiar to anyone who's ever been stuck waiting for a system to work the way it should, Orbit is a new sci-fi comedy drama from Waxwing Theatre Company at the Toronto Fringe Festival. Ro just wants to go home. Instead, she's stranded aboard a failing, decrepit shuttle in the middle of actual space, trapped in an endless loop of hold music, bureaucracy, and customer service calls that seem to go nowhere! Orbit, written and directed by Sarani Kumar-Singh, and starring Ivy Miller and Will King, July 2nd through 11th at Factory Theatre Studio.
Participatory Players is proud to present Pedro the Penguin, a family-friendly production about a young penguin who dreams of flying. Of course, penguins can't fly, but Pedro's not going to let that stop him from soaring high. When opportunity arises and one of Santa's reindeers gets injured, Pedro knows that this is his chance. At its core, this is a story about courage, imagination, and believing in yourself, even when the odds are stacked against you. The show runs from June 30th to July 11th at Young People's Theatre's studio as part of the 2026 Toronto Fringe Festival Kids Fest. Pedro the Penguin is written by Philip Diamond and directed by Sue Miner and brings together a cast of many emerging artists, including John Britton, Philip Diamond, Jaden French, Dale Rideout, Krisvina Zora, Tim Walker, and Kat Zhang. The production also includes the work of assistant director and producer Jacob Bettini, stage manager and sound designer Ember Ross, creative and graphic design by Shayla McMaster, and choreography by Noam Citron. Lisa Davenport and Jaden French round out the team as producers. We are proud to share the show as the inaugural production of Participatory Players, a theater company of emergent and experienced artists committed to creating new, accessible Canadian works. Whether young or old, anyone can relate to the themes of Pedro the Penguin and the importance of following your dreams. This show is suited for ages 4 to 12 and beyond. We hope to see you there.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya.
Guys, can we maybe switch things up tonight? I'm tired of dragging my knuckles from cave to cave.
Yeah, how about some fried dodo?
I'm not hungry.
Let's invent fire. We did that yesterday.
Let's bash some Neanderthals over the head.
Great idea, Scrimscram, but do you think maybe we can do something non-violent?
Okay, I'm just saying, we can go and watch Ooga Chaka,
the first play ever staged.
It's at the Michael Young Theater from July 2nd until July 12th. Although we should be quick. I hear tickets are selling fast.
What if rolling the dice changed your life? questing through life storms into Soul Pepper's Waning and Geisha Theatre as part of the 2026 Toronto Fringe Festival, bringing Dungeons & Dragons chaos, queer love, thrilling combat, and one mighty dragon to the stage. When a mysterious tabletop campaign starts controlling the real world, a group of friends must confront what happens when fiction and reality collide. Created by Dodo Tree Productions, a new youth-led Toronto theatre company, Questing Through Life brings together a cast of young artists in roles for a critical hit this summer. This bold, funny, and heartfelt fantasy drama runs from June 30th to July 12th, with teen tickets available for just $9 and preview tickets for just $13.75. Come for the dragon, stay for the adventure.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? I'm Dreamer, and outside my small apartment, everyone is sleeping. In the long hours of the night, memories fill the space that someone else used to. I dance between reality and reawakening, escaping until I can no longer escape myself.
Outside these walls, everyone is sleeping. On stage at Soul Pepper, June 30th to July 11th. Tickets available at bravecity.ca.
Hi, besties! My name is Will Perry. I am the writer, performer, and one of the producers on Will and the Amazingly Obsessive Theatrical Vinyl Collection, coming to Toronto Fringe 2026 this summer at the Jammy Hub, 264 The Esplanade. This is an unconventional venue, and it is going to be so cozy because we are having a musical theater slumber party. I'm going to take you through my vinyl collection, all Broadway musicals, obviously, and talk about how they've helped me through my mental health journey as a 25-year-old, eccentric Gen Z theater kid. The team we've assembled for the show is some of my favorite people in the entire world. It includes Dean Deffitt as director, Benjamin Kersey as music director, Ryan G. Hines as a dramaturg, Iris Asterland as a stage manager, Ava Rain Patterson as a producer, and myself as the writer, performer, and the secondary producer. It would mean the entire world to me if you came and hung out at the slumber party. And yeah, I can't wait to see you there. July 2nd to 12th, Jammy Hub, 264 The Esplanade. Have a great night, y'all.
As long as I have known, birthdays have never been for snakes. I never hung up streamers, made a wish upon some candles. I've never even had a slice of cake. The rules have always said we shouldn't celebrate at all. 'Cause our start is so confusing with the calendar we're using. We don't even know where the date would fall. But is it even fair to pretend that I don't care when every creature gets a special day? I deserve to be included whether you like it or not. This year everybody's gonna say, happy birthday to me. Stacy's time to be seen. Everybody's not ready to meet the new me. Happy birthday to me. Stacy's time to be seen. When I shed, you will meet a whole new version of me. Happy birthday to me. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Snacy is a campy new family musical for ages 8+ that is bursting with puppets, songs, and big feelings. Snacy explores mother-daughter relationships, the power of an apology, and the messy emotions of growing up. Produced by Pitchin Productions, written and directed by Priscilla Gonzalez, music by Ira Salo, and starring Nassim Ramirez, Autumn Davis, Pippa Van Beek Patterson, Gabby Derage, Isa Rincon, and Laura Day. Coming to the Toronto Fringe Festival from July 3rd to 12th at the Waney Mengesha Theatre.
You might think you're ready for the future, but have you ever considered what would happen if your co-workers were dogs who communicated with soundboards? Or pondered what the betting markets would say about whether your dad actually loves you? Will you be ready to accept that the clone you grew in your basement is just like you, except with slightly more riz? If you answered no to all of the questions above, then my friend, it is absolutely crucial that you go see 2076, a sketch comedy show by Solo Act, at the Sweet Action Theater. Ask your doctor if 2076 is right for you, and by doctor, I mean your eccentric elderly scientist friend experimenting with time travel. Side effects of 2076 include chuckles, laughter, and usually no spontaneous internal bleeding.
Knock, knock.
What is wanted?
To tell you about our new play, Spiritual Bob is Trapped in Paradise.
Whoa, tell me more.
It stars Nikki Nasrella, a.k.a. Selena Vile, and Claire Rice as two Mormon sister missionaries who are magically trapped in a room.
That's a simple setup. So who's Spiritual Bob?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Is it a secret?
It's not secret, it's sacred.
What the heck does that mean?
It means I can't tell you, duh. What I can tell you is that it's an absurdist tragicomedy, so you know it's going to be strange and unusual.
Kind of like Mormons.
Exactly. It's also semi-autobiographical, so come see what it's like to be a Mormon sister missionary.
I'm in. Where is it playing?
At Native Earth Performing Arts, 585 Dundas Street East.
I'll see you there.
It's just her.
Be quiet.
They never hear.
Stop talking.
Don't you think she knows?
What?
His wife.
It doesn't matter. He's hiding enemies of the state. As his wife, she's presumed complicit. She benefited from the money, right? The reward for keeping us?
No.
No one will believe she didn't know.
See my playmate, come out and play with me, and bring your dollies three, climb up my apple tree, slide down my rainbow into my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore.
See, I love you, June.
I can't be alone.
I'll do anything to protect you from hurt.
I don't need your protection. I just need you here.
To my dungeon door, and we'll be jolly enemies forevermore.
I think, in general, it's devastating to realize that other people can see us as we see us.
Now I really want you to do me.
Say, old enemy, come out and fight with me, and bring your BB gun, and we'll have lots of fun. I'll scratch your eyes out and make you bleed to death, and we'll be jolly enemies forevermore. Molly, shut the door, don't come back to 84 or more.
How much are you willing to sacrifice for survival? Odradek Theatre Collective presents Springtime at Cinecycle for Toronto Fringe. Directed by Shailen Pierre-Dixon, performed by Kendra Kordick and Katie Lawrence, sound designed by Elijah McLeod.
What happens when a high school hockey instigator punches the shit out of the rival team's captain the night before their final championship game? The Astros. That's what. Following a group of young men with everything to lose, the Astros is a cautionary tale of small-town cycles of abuse, Canadian hockey culture, and the violence of masculinity. If you've ever loved, hated, or been a hockey player, this is the show for you. The Astros is written by Brianna Russell, directed by Katie Thorne, and presented by Metamorphosis Theatre Company and Sheep's Clothing Theatre. Catch us at the Michael Young Theatre during Fringe. For every show, tickets start as low as $5. We'll see you at the rink.
Hi. My name is Onika Henry, and I am the actor in the solo show Atheni, written by the award-winning playwright Adam Bailey and produced by Still Your Friend Productions. Atheni tells the story of Atheni Shakur, who is Tupac's mom, but this is before he even comes into the picture. She's a legend in her own right. She was a Black Panther, and during the course of the play, we cover her arrest along with 20 other members of the Black Panthers, and we talk about how she navigates the U.S. government justice system. Against all odds, she self-represents in court, even when being threatened with 156 charges and over 300 years of imprisonment. What's really cool about this show is that it is a cross-Canada collaboration between myself and Adam, who is already known for his shows such as The Life Henri, The Assassination of Robert Ford, and last year's hit, My Three Deaths, which had won Patrons Pick and the Toronto Star's Critics Pick. We are so excited to share If Any with you, as it is a journey of self-discovery, resilience, and solidarity. This show is an important reminder of the power that we as people have when we face struggles as a community, particularly now in these divisive times. Together, we are revolutionaries. See you at the show.
Hi, my entertainment world. I wanted to talk to you about our new Fringe show, You Choose, an improvised murder mystery. Myself, Liz Johnston, and Ruth Goodwin created a show called Entrances and Exits some years ago at Fringe, which was an improvised farce. And we're back with a brand new improvised murder mystery where the audience chooses the murderer. So every single time it will be completely different. Every show will have a slightly different cast of characters and a brand new murderer that you get to choose. So it's a little bit of Clue meets The Traitors. We have a cast of wonderful characters, all with ridiculous backstories and much intrigue, while also having an actual mystery because the cast won't know who the audience chose to be the murderer. So we have to play a kind of social deduction game like Werewolf to figure out who actually did do the murder this time. We have a lot of fun games that we get to play with the audience along the way, a lot of really exciting sound effects like... And also an amazing cast featuring Chardrill Rasool, Paloma Nunez, Connor Bradbury, Brandon Hackett, Christian Smith, Ruth Goodwin, and myself, Liz Johnston, as well as some really fun guests. So we hope you'll come and join us. We're at the Tarragon Theatre main space. You Choose, an improvised murder mystery. It'll be a different show every time, so come to every single one. Can't wait to see you. Thanks. Happy Fringe.
My Own Private Shakespeare is what I felt compelled to overshare. It kind of weaves together lived experiences with passages and scenes from Shakespeare. It's intimate and intense, a sort of visceral emotional roller coaster. It's not about Shakespeare, and you don't need a degree in English lit to appreciate it. It's really about how art can sustain us and offer hope when we're struggling the most. And it's about being human. I feel these things. Do you feel them too? It might change the way you see theater. It's directed by Mona Zadie and written and performed by me, Justin Hay. We'll be at Soul Pepper Theater. When sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. It's 2014, and I'm sitting on the toilet.
It's 2015, and I'm sitting at the bottom of the stairs.
It's 2017,
just inside the front door.
It's 2016.
And I'm at Toronto Western Hospital,
and I'm in my father's
and the next
park,
thing I know,
and I'm sitting at the bottom of the
police officer
standing
over the
door of our house,
asking me what happened.
I would not spend another such a night, though 'twere to buy a world of happy days.
So if you missed the showstopper,
if you missed this. Hello, my name is Aster, writer, director, producer, and star of Showstopper. And you should come see my one-person show because I'm in it. That's the pitch. Thank you for your time. Goodbye. Okay, if you must know more, I will be in drag, clowning, engaging in televangelism, self-therapizing, and doing a commercial sketch. Yeah. Fun stuff going on. The genre is dark comedy. Showstopper is about me, Aster, an egomaniac television showrunner with an overall deal at Tiger's Gate Canada, but it expires in a month, and, well, they never gave me the green light to make my passion project of 30 years called Showstopper. And, you know, in this day and age, it really takes more than a miracle to get to do what you want to do. So I try my best. Playwright, director, producer, and star Anjun Jia has previously appeared at TIFF Next Wave, Sundance Institute Collab, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, Center for Cultural Power in Los Angeles, and Bush Theater in the UK. So come see me at Showstopper at Toronto Fringe. If you miss this, I will never read your fucking screenplay.
Hi, my name is Ruthika Sabu, and my show is One Center Centers to Go, live at GrindCon at Sweet Action Theater. It's a solo comedy show that solves the male loneliness epidemic.
Yeah. I'll take it from here, Ruthika. Santosh, aka Tosh here. I'm a thought leader, tech worker, secondhand Tesla owner. That's right, Tessa. Tessa's my wife, and she's a Tesla. Tessa and I got invited to speak at our favorite conference, GrindCon 2026. I'll be sharing my top tips on how to be successful and maybe even become a trillionaire like Elon Musk. You know he's like evil now, right?
What?
Oh dear. Come watch the cringiest podcast bro you know. Discover that all his idols are false gods.
I wrote this show during my time in the Buddies and Bad Times Emerging Creators Unit in 2025. Around that same time, Elon Musk was having a generational run in Trump's government. People were putting up bumper stickers saying, I bought my Tesla before Elon Musk turned evil. At the same time, I was seeing a lot of South Asian men who I think still had faith that exceptionalism and meritocracy would give them a seat at the table, or more specifically, a seat on the SpaceX rocket that will be sent to colonize Mars after Earth's collapse. And so through clown, Hollywood musical montages, and excellent comedic writing, we see Santosh, a quintessential South Asian tech bro, realize that there's more to life than status and cars, and that meritocracy might not set him free after all. The show is written and performed by me, Srithika Sabu, directed by Shahana Sharman, produced by Meryl Ochoa, lighting designed by Tushar Dalvi, and stage managed by Lucas Tang.
Hey, who knows? The next unsung villain might be sad right next to you.
Or you.
Unsung features catchy tunes and a sharp wit that comedically reimagines different historical events and the famous figures who inadvertently caused some of the world's greatest disasters. Let's hear from Calvin, the guard who led in the Trojan horse.
We'd ride by the beach, our true joy unleash, see air in our hair, living without a care. When nighttime came at the end of day, to the sunset we'd ride away, finding some place safe, where we both could stay. Far away from war, far away from Greece, a world only I have ever seen, where sugar
visit Theater Pass Mirai, this fringe, to meet
the unsung villains of history.
Thank you so much for joining us for our 2026 Toronto Fringe preview. Get your tickets at fringetoronto.com and make sure you follow at myentworld and myentertainmentworld.ca throughout the festival for all of our coverage. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the Fringe.